This is Will Houck with KNBC, and I'm chatting with singer-songwriter Pete Kinkle-Schuster. Thanks for joining me today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, you've been involved in a number of different musical projects over the years. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about those projects you've been involved with.
Oh, man. Well, the first band I was in that ever kind of tried to get out and tour and make records and stuff was called Theodore, and that was back when I was in St. Louis. And after that, I had a band called Water Liars that was sort of, I guess you could argue, the sort of the most well-known or sort of semi-successful thing I was involved with. And then I started putting out solo records under my own name. And then I have a project with my friend Will Johnson called Marie Lepanto. And then, as you mentioned, I have a new solo record that just came out.
Awesome. Yeah, and I saw Marie Lepanto with you and Will Johnson up in Reno. That was a great show.
That's right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. So the new album is called Take Heart, Take Care. I thought that was a pretty interesting title. Can you tell us about where the title came from?
That title, as I'm sure is the case for a lot of people, it's one of those things that just sort of showed up on me, and the way that a lot of the songs I end up feeling best about do. And it just seemed to be kind of a very succinct, almost ideal way to sort of sum up what I hope for me is like a relatively hopeful record in terms of sort of advising myself and hopefully anyone who listens to sort of take courage and just be careful out there. That's kind of the intent of that.
Spend your devotion on what you treasure.
Yeah, that's what I got from it, both the title and the album as a whole as well. I appreciate that because it's kind of crazy out there right now.
Yeah, it really is, and I mean it doesn't necessarily mean that the plane is crashing in the mountain, but it definitely means that we all need to watch out for the mountain and do whatever we can to take care of the things that we can.
Definitely. Well, the title track is a nice tune. It's got a gorgeous melody and a great message. The first verse seems to have some biblical references. It's kind of interesting to me. I was wondering if that was an intentional thing, or is that something you're going for?
I think as a writer, I've always been both consciously and subconsciously pretty fascinated with the Bible as literature. I'm not a particularly religious person at all. You know, I grew up going to church, but I think I'm just always have been sort of fascinated by the idea of faith and belief, and I just think that the Bible and the stories involved there and the ideas are some of the greatest literature of all time and are just really ripe. And so I think if you ignore that, you kind of do so at your own peril. But anyway, I've always I think sort of both intentionally and unintentionally I've been cribbing things from the Bible for many years now, just because I think that those are themes and ideas and stories that resonate through centuries, and that's, I guess, I'm hoping to and interested in making things that can last, and those things, I guess, seem to me to be things that can last.
Yeah, they've been around for thousands of years.
Yeah, and I hope that they can do so without, you know, necessarily being overtly religious, but just relating to being a human being.
Yeah, yeah. It reminded me a bit of Pedro the Lion and David Bazan's writing style.
Oh,
you know, obviously he has a whole history with that.
Yeah,
but,
thank you, man.
That's,
I mean, that was some of the most formative stuff for me coming up was Pedro the Lion stuff, and I think that, you know, that conflict between belief and disbelief is something that just about every single person in the world has to struggle with and land one way or the other at least once in their life, and probably more than that.
Definitely. Well, the song Plenty Wonder is the album opener.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like it's kind of reflecting on past relationships. What was the inspiration for that song?
Well, I am lucky and fortunate to be in a very committed, loving, wonderful relationship with a partner for what I feel like is the first time ever. And so that that song is sort of just what's the word I want to use? It's I'm sort of appreciating that just with an eye towards past mistakes and saying things are great and I'm so glad and so lucky, and I don't think I ever have had occasion to try to express that before. So that's what I was hoping to do with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that message comes across for sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
And the song Held My Own, it's the last song in the album.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really good line in there. Searching for the place you were lost long ago, misreading moon and stars above your head.
Mm-hmm.
It just conjured up some different ideas and imagery in my head, and it was kind of intriguing to me. Can you talk about that song a little bit?
Searching for the place you were lost long ago, misreading moon and stars above your head.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of my favorite song on the record. And it, as with several other songs on the record, is just sort of about aging and understanding that is just a process. You know how when you're young you think there's a certain point at which you will have objectively learned things, understood things, gotten to the bottom of things, and how that doesn't really ever happen, but there's still that hope that at a certain point you will just be able to say, all right, I've grasped, I've struggled and I've grasped what I could, and just that sense of having climbed some sort of hill and be able to look down and say, all right, I'm here.
Yeah, it's one of those universal themes. It's something,
yeah,
I think about a lot too. Like, am I doing this right? Am I, you know,
yeah,
being the guy I'm supposed to be?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly.
Sure. That's good. I enjoy that song a lot.
Thanks, man.
Well, you're going to be playing a show here in Reno in October, and you're out on the road in support of the new album. Where are you headed on this tour?
Right now, we are in the Midwest, headed east. We're doing a big loop of the eastern half of the country, and then we'll have a little break, and then we're headed out west for the latter half of October and early November.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait for the show in October. The weather's beautiful here in October.
Oh,
so
man, I can't wait. Super excited. I love Reno. And I don't think I've been through in the month of October before, so it'll be great.
Well, hey, if people want to know more about you, your tour, you know, buying stuff online and whatnot, how can people connect with you online?
I think in terms of social media, on the old Instagram, my handle is JPKSSongs, and the website is www.constantstranger.com. It's got tour dates and links for tickets, links to buy the record, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. Was there anything else you wanted to mention before we go?
Oh, no, man. That's perfect.
Awesome. Cool, man. Well, I appreciate you connecting with me, and I wish you the best of luck out there.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for wanting to do it and getting a hold of me. I sure appreciate it.
I listen for the voice saying, boy, you ain't grown. But someday I will say, I hear my own. Yeah, someday.